Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome. This is Master Merva. I'm honored, delighted, and excited to be live with you from Sydney, Australia. And today is a very special session, special episode. I have a very special guest who's going to join me and join us today. Today we're going to explore soul healing through song and sound. What does it mean? A sound from the soul, a song from the soul. We have learned with Master Shah that the soul can heal. And when we heal the soul first, the mind and the body will follow. There is so much wisdom and so many techniques that Master Shah has brought to us that are truly, truly the vehicles and vessels that empower every single person with some amazing tools, techniques and practices for self-healing. When I first came across Master Shah's teachings in 2008, I was so very excited because of this. I had studied so many things, and no one that I had come across offered this much for every single person. And what was best, most of this was actually innate within us, within each and every one of us. We just needed to learn how to access it, how to avail ourselves of these innate resources that our beloved soul actually has and carries. This was most exciting when Master Shah started to teach soul song. I had learned soul language and it was purely magical, so totally magical. Nobody I had come across was teaching soul language or was even mentioning as such. It doesn't mean that there aren't teachers out there. Had not ever met one. So for me, it was magical. I was able to open my soul song simply by following through some techniques and practices that Master Shah teaches in one of his books titled Soul Wisdom. That was the beginning. I then continued my journey and my studies with Master Shah much, much further. And Master Shah started to really teach this as a healer training program. And over the years, across the world, I had come to know somebody whom I met first time in person in 2009. And in 2010 and 11, we started a journey together through the healing of song and dance. She is, like me, a worldwide representative and a divine endowed channel of Master Shah. She is truly one of my soul sisters. And she is today a certified master and teacher of Tao Song. What does Tao Song mean? What is Soul Song? We're going to ask her these questions and she will share what it all means and her own journey of healing through sound. So I'd like to invite and introduce my beloved soul sister from Toronto, Canada. Her name is Master Cher O'Rourke. And I'm going to just momentarily check that she is here with us and she can hear me. Are you here, Master Cher?
Indeed I am, Master Mirva. Can you hear me?
I can. Welcome. Oh, I'm so excited to connect with you.
Likewise. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here with you. You are indeed my soul sister, and it really is my honor and my delight to be here with you and with everyone. It's evening where I am. Thank you.
And you've had a big day today. You've had a very exciting event. Do you want to share just for a couple of minutes what you've done today?
I would love to. I'm still, I can still feel the excitement moving through my body. I just got in actually from what was called the Global Sound of Love, Love Raiser Concert. And the Love, Peace, Harmony Foundation, of which we are all a part, which is part of our organization, organized this fundraiser. And it was an opportunity for us to get together with other various spiritual musical groups in and around the city of Toronto, who have a very important message to relate, who are very, very talented people. And we had many people volunteer their time this evening, professional, you know, musicians, but also soul song, soul music, soul dance, students as well, Tao song, Tao music, Tao dance students, come together to create this event. And what a wonderful time we had. We had at least a few hundred people there. And people were very touched, very moved by what they felt, what they heard, and what they experienced at this event. And it really just speaks to the power of soul song, soul dance, soul music. And it was a wonderful opportunity for us to raise money for some much-needed organizations in and around our community and beyond. And we had featured this night a very special man named Emmanuel Jal, who works with children particularly. He himself had a very, very difficult life in Sudan, and as a child soldier, and Emmanuel is someone who has received and experienced a lot of healing through music, through song. And he was one of our featured guests this evening, and it was so special to hear his story, which was quite profound, and just how we can be empowered to heal in very special ways.
Wow, that's sensational. How very exciting.
It was indeed, and we have our own Love, Peace, Harmony ensemble here in Toronto. We started this group at Master Sha Tao Healing Center in Toronto, and we were singing some of the mantras, in fact, that Master Sha has taught us through many of his books and through, of course, workshops, you know, that we attend with Master Shah. We put music to some of these sacred mantras and we sang them. And I have to say, we had people up on their feet also singing and dancing along with us. And there was a lot of excitement, you know, among those who were there. And they really, really appreciated. We had wonderful feedback afterward. They really did appreciate what it was that, that we had to offer because they experienced it. They really felt it in their heart. They felt the power of the sound, the vibration of the sound, the mantras, and the message. And through that, they were able to experience some release. And I'll just share with you that we had two sound men who were, you know, working on the soundboard, and one of them actually had to step away because he had such a strong release that he simply couldn't stay working at the soundboard. He needed to get away and just, you know, be in his own experience. So again, this really speaks to the power of what can happen for each and every one of us when we open our hearts and we allow that message to come in.
Wow. That's amazing. Wow.
Yes. Yes.
So, Master, what is your journey through healing with sound, and what do you bring to others today? What can others do?
Well, my own journey, you know, with Master Shah began about 12 years ago, and I was very sick when I first met him, and I was looking for some alternative healing treatment. Everything I was trying was only taking me so far and not getting me past that big hump that I knew I had to get past in order to recover, in order to heal. And part of that journey as I became was to become a student of Master Shah, first of all, and to learn about the power of the soul to heal and the significance of soul healing and how when we are empowered, you know, by this knowledge that we are empowered to do a lot of self-healing. So I recovered completely. I'm stronger than I ever have been. And I'm deeply, deeply grateful to Master Shah, to everyone, you know, all of the students I met along the way, all of the healers I met along the way. But one of the areas that really touched my heart was when Master Shah introduced soul singing, soul dancing, soul music. Because this was something that I had always appreciated and enjoyed. I was always very self-conscious, singing myself. But what I realized through Master Shah's teaching was that for each one of us, our soul, and every soul inside of us, you know, we have a main body soul, but our heart also has a soul. Our liver has a soul. Our cells have souls. So we have many souls within us. And that souls actually vibrate with song. Souls vibrate with dance and with music. And it is the pure expression of the soul, in fact. So when Master Shah first introduced that we were going to first of all learn how to bring out our soul language and then our soul song, I got very excited and knew that this was something that I was going to connect with on a deep level and something that could bring about a profound healing because we would be connecting directly with the message of the soul. The soul being the highest aspect of our being, and therefore you know, having healing abilities beyond our mind, beyond our own natural bodies, healing abilities. And this is what Master Shah teaches, soul over matter. So when I learned how to bring out my soul language and then my soul song, well, I really felt I had discovered my soul. I think many of us feel that our soul speaks to us and that we sometimes follow the guidance of our soul, perhaps, but my sense is that many people don't have the kind of in-depth relationship with their soul. Their mind and their body doesn't have the kind of in-depth relationship with their soul that they can have and that can guide, you know, their entire lives. So to bring out one's soul language, one's soul song, one's soul dance is to deepen that connection and develop a pure and loving and supportive relationship. And that's what happened to me.
That's beautiful. Wow.
It helped me to heal on some very, very deep levels because I started to, this, it became a daily practice for me to chant my soul language, to sing my soul song, to do soul movement, to do soul dance. Because soul-guided singing, soul-guided dance is healing. It's rejuvenative. It makes one feel more joyful, makes one happier. And we know that's key to healing, isn't it?
Yeah. So how does it make one happier? How would you explain that?
How did I make myself happier or others?
Yeah, how does soul song make one happier? Somebody who hasn't experienced that, but perhaps they're looking for happiness. So how would you share that with people who don't know?
Okay. So our soul song has a special frequency and vibration to it. Everything does. Everything vibrates. Everything moves. Everything has is made of soul, of heart, of mind, of energy, of matter. And it needs to vibrate in order to be healthy. And when we have, for example, negative thoughts, negative emotions, we vibrate at a lower frequency. When we have positive thoughts, when we have positive emotions, we vibrate at a higher frequency. And sickness lowers our frequency, whether it's physical illness, whether it's emotional illness, depression, anxiety, grief, fear, anger. And our frequency and our vibration drops. And when it does, things are moving more slowly. It's a little bit like being in mud. And what soul song can do is to raise our frequency and vibration because of its vibration. So when we sing, we can release the feeling of depression, for example. Depression is carried in the area of the heart chakra between the breaths. And we hold it there, and it can become a physical and emotional ailment. We experience it that way. We can feel sluggish. We have no energy. We have no motivation. When we sing a soul song, it can help to release both physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual blockages that reside in a part of the body that are holding us at that low frequency and vibration, and then immediately raise our vibration, release blockages, allow the flow of the energy and the matter within the body to move. And then that just makes us happier. That activates all kinds of wonderful hormones, you know, within the body, serotonins and so on. So the brain says, hey, this feels good. We're happy. It's really very simple. It's very scientific. And it works.
Wow. That's a nice explanation from your scientific perspective. That's beautiful. And what would you say, you know, you shared that you were very self-conscious yourself before. So how can somebody who feels that they can't sing and, you know, that they... you know, that it's all just too scary or something that they couldn't possibly imagine themselves doing. How is it that they could access this as a healing tool for them? How would you guide them or lead them through that?
I'm really glad you asked that question because everyone has a very unique soul language, a very unique soul song. And there is no requirement to be a singer of any kind. I was not a singer of any kind. When I met Master Shah, I, as I mentioned, I was self-conscious about singing, thinking, oh, I don't have a very good voice, and therefore people aren't really going to enjoy my soul song or my soul language. People, it won't really appreciate it. And I really was so wrong about that. I you know, learned from Master Shah that it's not about, you know, the prettiness of notes that you reach. It's not about notes at all, in fact. It is about the pure sound of your soul. And when your heart is open and you are allowing that soul song or the soul language to come through, it will resonate with others. It will offer, in fact, a blessing. Because, as I mentioned earlier, our soul is the purest part of our being. And therefore, it carries the highest frequency, the highest vibration within us. So when we bring out our soul language or our soul song, we are expressing the highest part of ourselves through the sound. And other souls will respond and resonate to that sound. They will feel it inside themselves. They will feel it in their heart. They will feel it in their own soul. And they will respond in kind because souls communicate, and they are communicating all of the time, in fact. You know, you and I are speaking to one another through the mind, but also our hearts and our souls are communicating at the same time. They have their own language that is happening and communicating also. So we want to make that kind of communication more accessible and more fully expressed. And so everyone can bring out their soul language. Everyone can bring out their soul song. And it might be a different sound for you, you know, for people to begin with, but you will learn to really resonate and connect with it, as will everyone else around you. So there's no experience required in order to do this. You will come to develop a relationship with this aspect of your being. Others will come to really appreciate it. We sang a soul song tonight for the people in the audience at the concert, and people were really moved to tears because their hearts were opened and they felt the message. And that's all you need.
Wow, how sweet. That really feels very, very sweet and touching. Mm. I think we you know, it's time to hear some rather than just talk about it. What do you think?
I would love that. I would absolutely love it. Thank you so much. Would you like me to offer a Tao Song blessing to everyone, Master Mirva?
Oh, I would love that. And they will too, because your song is so beautiful. It's just so multidimensional. I love your soul song, so please.
Thank you so much. It's truly my honor. And I invite everyone to relax, to please close your eyes and make a request for whatever you would like to receive a Tao Song blessing for. And it would be my honor to serve you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow. I wish you didn't need to stop.
Thank you so much.
I went into this. I was transported into this sacred ancient land where I was just in this field, like a cave, but not a physical cave, but more this kind of sound, like a sound field around me that totally put me into this cocoon of healing, replenishing, rejuvenation, and revitalization. It was so exquisitely still and peaceful. Thank you so much. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Master Mirva. I will just say, you know, it is the special transmission that comes, that is really offering the unique frequency and vibration that offers the blessing. So I am eternally grateful to Master Shah for bringing this training, bringing these healing treasures and tools and making them available to all of us. We can all benefit and we can all do this. We can all become Tao song singers, Tao dancers. So it really is my delight to have been here with you today. Thank you so much.
Great. Now, Master Cher, we are waiting for you to come to Sydney. So what would you like to say to people who are in Sydney or close enough to travel? This is your
I would
spot.
Like to
give them a call.
I am honored to call you to come to our Tao Song Tao Dance certification training in Sydney, December 10 to 14. This really is an extraordinary opportunity. I honestly don't know of any other opportunity like this in the world. We learn how to bring out the pure expression of our soul through song, through dance, through, you know, also I know there will be soul musicians there. We learn how to bring this out and within ourselves, and it will change our lives. It will change the direction of our lives. It will help us to heal. It will help us to rejuvenate. It will help us to transform whatever is in need of transformation. It will help us to enlighten ourselves further. And we can receive these special and powerful Tao song, Tao dance healing transmissions so that we offer blessings to our loved ones, to ourselves for our own healing, to our loved ones for their healing. We can use these transmissions in conjunction with other healing modalities. They complement every and all other healing modalities that one might be using. And they are powerful in the ways that they resonate and clear blockages within the soul, within the heart, within the mind, and within the body. So I cannot say enough about this certification training. I am honored to be doing this with Master Mirva, who is an extraordinary Tao dance teacher. We have been empowered by Master Shah to offer this training, and we really would love for everyone to benefit, to empower yourself to heal and to help others to heal through Tao Song and Tao Dance. So thank you for inviting me to Australia, Master Mirva. We're going into winter here. I know it's summer over there, and I know I will just enjoy the community so much. I so look forward to coming to Australia for the first time and to meeting all of the wonderful students and participants for this event. Thank you.
Wonderful. It is, truly is summer here. It's a glorious very early beginning of summer day here. And this is a just wonderful time to focus on making a difference in the world through doing something different, because the intensity builds up at this time in so many parts of the planet. And here in the Southern Hemisphere, it's the bonus, added bonus of the intensity of summer heat to add to the seasonal intensity. So it's a perfect time to take yourself somewhere entirely different and learn about Tao Song and Tao Dance and have so much fun, because we're going to have so much fun. So Sydney awaits you, Australia awaits you, beloved Master Cher. Can't wait to have you here very, very soon.
Thank you so much, Master Mirva. Thank you, my soul sister. Thank you to everyone listening. And I look forward to meeting many of you, hope to see many of you. Thank you so much. Much love. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Master Cher. Thank you for being with us here today. Thank you, everyone listening. You can find all of the details of all of the events. We have an introductory evening. Then we have a healing concert to bring love, peace, and harmony for the season on Sunday morning, 18th of December at 9 a.m. And the introductory evening with beloved Master Cher is on Thursday, 8th of December. So from 8th to the 18th, we will have a one beautiful time here with song and dance. All of the event details you can find on a website that is drsha.com/events under Australia and Sydney. That's drsha.com/events Australia and Sydney. Look forward to seeing you there. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a wonderful, blessed day, and we'll talk again next Monday. Bye-bye.